MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your patients. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy is one of the most innovative treatments available today for complex abdominal cancers. My guest today is Dr. Chikwu Mika Ihimilandu. He's a board-certified surgical oncologist at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Doctor. Tell us about HIPEC, what exactly this procedure is, and who are the best candidates for it.
All right, so HIPEC, as you mentioned, stands for hyperthermic, which is also called heated intraperitoneal, meaning the chemotherapy is placed into the abdominal cavity. Chemotherapy. And the whole idea behind it is for patients who have metastatic disease from either appendix cancer, colon cancer, gastric cancer, and ovarian cancer. And so these patients who a couple of years ago would have been told that there was no other option for them, we have an option for them, including a cytoreductive surgery, which basically involves going in there and taking out all the tumor cells that we can see with the naked eye, and then treating the microscopic cells, those are the cells we can't see with the naked eye that are left behind with the intra-op chemotherapy, the HIPEC. And so this innovative approach is best for patients with peritoneal metastasis, whether from appendix cancer, colon cancer, gastric cancer, or ovarian cancer.
So this process, you're heating the chemotherapy drugs, and are you doing this right after surgery into the abdomen?
The process is actually done during in between the procedure. So if the cases usually take anywhere from 10 to 12 hours, and we start off by the resection, meaning they're taken out of the disease that we see, and then we run the chemotherapy. It's usually run for 90 minutes during the case. And after we complete the chemotherapy, we then do our putting together of the anastomosis and any other repair that we have to do. And so in answer to your question, yeah, the chemotherapy is done at the time of surgery.
Is this injected into an IV line, or is this added to the drugs or added to a heated saline? How do you use it?
The drugs for the heated intraperitoneal chemotherapy are given through a device. It's a machine that heats the chemotherapy and then is circulated through a circuit into the abdominal cavity. So the chemotherapy does not go into the vein. It doesn't go into the artery. It goes into the abdominal cavity and is circulated by the machine through the circuit for 90 minutes, after which we then drain the chemotherapy from the abdominal cavity.
So what are some of the benefits to the patient? What is their after like?
The benefits include, one, we're able to give the patient a much higher dose of the chemotherapy than the patient could possibly receive IV intravenously. Also, we are able to place the chemotherapy directly on the site of the disease. When patients are given systemic chemotherapy, literature tells us that only about 15 to 20% of the systemic chemotherapy actually gets absorbed into the intra-abdominal cavity. So very little of the intra-abdominal cavity is exposed to that systemic chemotherapy. And so part of the advantage to the patient is that we're able to expose the intra-abdominal cavity with the peritoneal metastasis to this chemotherapy, so there's direct contact. And the other benefit is that there's very little minimal side effects to the patient. They usually don't lose their hair. A couple of them might have bone marrow suppression for it, but it's very transient, happens 4 to 5 days after administration of the chemotherapy, but they bounce back pretty quickly.
So tell us about some of the outcomes you've had using this and maybe some of the challenges regarding the establishment of this as a standard of care.
I'll start by talking about the challenges. I guess one of the biggest challenges is that for anything to be accepted in the medical community, we're always looking for a randomized trial. Unfortunately, there's been only one randomized trial looking at the benefit of this HIPEC with a cytoreductive surgery, and that was carried out in Europe. Attempts have been made to do that in the United States, but it's very hard to get a patient to agree to get randomized to either getting treated with cytoreductive surgery versus this, just surgery alone or palliative care. And so that study hasn't been done, probably will never be done. And so we're left with case series, you know, individual institutions reporting their outcomes. We've had very good outcomes for our patients, most especially patients who present with appendix cancer. Currently, patients who present with low-grade appendix cancer, we don't talk about five-year survivals. In fact, we're talking about 10-year survivals, and that's in the range of 80-85%, which is actually outstanding when you think back that about 10, 20 years ago, this was not the case. We've also had very good outcomes for patients with colon cancer with peritoneal metastasis. I actually have a very great story about a young man who was actually told there was no other option for him because he had liver metastasis and he had peritoneal metastasis. And he came to us and we took him about 3 years ago and he underwent the cytoreductive surgery with the intra-op chemotherapy. And he's disease-free 3 years out now. So these are a few of the outstanding results we've had. We've also had great results with patients who present with ovarian cancer and we treat them with intra-op chemotherapy.
So where there's a pharmacokinetic benefit and that tumor penetration is very specific, what is it like after the fact for the patient? Do they feel that heat going in?
The patients actually do not feel the heat. At the time of surgery, they're actually asleep as expected because they're intubated. And if you think about it, they lose a lot of heat when they're undergoing surgery. So if anything, our heated chemotherapy actually is beneficial to them because it heats up their core temperature. So there's no downside, at least we've not seen any downside to the heated chemotherapy. And we always, the highest we can go to, the highest temperature we usually go to is about 42 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's very tolerated by the patients with no overt side effects that we've seen. And, you know, we've reported extensively on the morbidity of this procedure, which is always a concern for the acceptance of such an aggressive approach to cancer. But our morbidity rates have decreased as we've gotten better at the technical aspects of doing the case.
So, doctor, in just this last few minutes, wrap it up for us, for physicians, and what you have found in this innovative and complex approach to advanced intra-abdominal malignancies. Tell us what you want them to know.
What I would like my colleagues to know out there is that for patients who are diagnosed with what we typically will call a stage 4 disease, and these are patients who have disease confined to the abdomen, what you'll also call peritoneal metastasis, that there is an option for them that actually offers them survival benefits. We're so much better at this procedure, and we have very minimal or acceptable morbidity rates, and most importantly, have very outstanding survival benefits to these patients. So I'll encourage them that if they do have a patient who meets this criteria, has been diagnosed with recurrent colon cancer with metastasis, appendix cancer with peritoneal metastasis, ovarian cancer with peritoneal metastasis, or gastric cancer with peritoneal metastasis, to send the patient to us. We're a center of excellence for peritoneal surface malignancy. Our center is actually the first in the United States, and we actually have the largest data set and the most extensive experience with this procedure. And we've documented this in multiple publications that we've got great outcomes for this patient. So I'll encourage my colleagues to offer this patient this benefit and send them over to our center.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. For more information, you can go to medstarwashington.org. That's medstarwashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.